you are listening to the Teach Happy Masterclass, a window into the minds of educators around the world. Teacher stories of strength, hope, and happiness. Today, we have a special guest, Amy. Whether you're watching this video, tuning in on podcasts, watching the replay on Blab, we're so excited that you're here with us. It's going to be a great show about teacher happiness. Amy, can you please give us a little bit of background about who you are, what you teach, how long you've taught, and where we can find you online?
Okay. Hi, Sheila. Thanks so much. My name is Amy Harris, and I teach, this is my 15th year as a teacher, and currently I teach resource second and third graders, like reading, math, that sort of thing, a little bit of behavior. But over the course of my teaching, I've taught kids with significant disabilities, and I've taught art. I originally went to college to be an art teacher and kind of found my way into special education. When I taught art, I taught at a juvenile detention center for about 3 years. So that was a really interesting experience. And I've been at my current school for 10 years and done a few different, I've done more intensive special education. And now I do a lot of inclusion, a lot of small groups. So
nice.
You can find me on Periscope at Amy Adapts and also on Twitter and on Facebook at Amy Waldrop Paris. Or Amy Harris is my Facebook business page. And I have a new website at amywharris.com.
Yes, and it is quite fancy. I love it. And I think I met you, Amy, through the Periscope world. I think that's how we connected, right?
I think so.
Amy and I are definitely kindred spirits. The minute that I saw Amy, I heard what her passions were and her interests were. I knew I was hooked to everything that was Amy. She is a very soulful, driven, artistic, lighthearted, but very introspective woman. And I just appreciate that so much about her as an educator and just as a professional. So I'm really happy to consider you, Amy, as a friend. Yes, and you're also a very calming force, which a lot of people have said when they watch your Periscopes, they watch them because there's something about the tone of your voice that just kind of meditates them. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I've definitely heard it on Periscope, but also as a special ed teacher, people walk into my classroom and they're like, you're so calm, because no one around me is ever calm, the kids that I teach. I don't teach calm children. So, yeah, but I can keep my cool at school pretty well. At home, it's hit or miss. But,
Amy and I are also on the same wavelength when it comes to books. We're both huge Brené Brown fans. We're also, thanks to Amy, I have been a huge fan of Elizabeth Gilbert, but I wasn't recently aware of her new book, Big Magic, and Amy has really been talking that up. She's inspired our book club that we're doing now in Teach Happy membership that you can do for the month of October, and it is all about Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Big Magic, which I think, don't you think, Amy, is a key book for educators? What do you think?
Absolutely, yes, because all educators are creators. When you, like, I always think of your classroom as a work of art. So when you go in, you are making all of these pieces fit together and work as a team. And so you're creating every day, all the time. You don't, no one goes into the classroom and just reads out of a teacher guide. So there's so much creation all day long. And this book is just a really great, it's great fuel for those of us who create things because it really helps you keep your guard up, and or not your guard, but keep your creativity up and moving along and understanding that it's a force for good and not to listen to the voices that try to question you.
That fear that seeps into your creativity, just put it in the back seat of your car and just be like, you just sit back there. I'm going to do my thing.
So that's actually about 6 months ago, Elizabeth Gilbert posted that quote that's in the book on her Instagram. And she's been, you know, talking about this book coming out. And when I heard her say to put, just invite fear into the back seat with you, I was hooked because I think we spend so much time thinking that we're supposed to not be afraid. Like fear's bad. So just don't be afraid. Don't worry about that. But it's a real thing. And so you need to understand, I don't like struggle. I like piece. And so to me, it's a lot better to just say, okay, this is something that's happening and it's here and it's okay. But you don't let fear change the station and you don't let fear tell you where to go. That's what she said. Fear can ride in the car, but he can't make any decisions. So
you hear that, fear? Yeah. So this is just the beginning of a juicy conversation that Amy, myself, and other fabulous teachers are having in Teach Happy membership. So get yourself in there so that you can join this conversation for the month of October. All right, Amy, what is your favorite part about being a teacher?
Oh, that's a hard question. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and I really think I love teaching. I love everything about it except paperwork, which I have a lot of, special ed teacher. And I love working with the kids. I love, in the past couple of years, I've really focused on teaching my kids. You know, I teach kids who have really significant struggles with reading and math, for example. And a lot of times when I used to do kindergarten through second, and no matter how hard I tried to teach them, their brains might not be ready for the level of reading that they were supposed to do. Right. And so I figured out that it's much more important for me to teach them how to be at school and be happy and be okay with the struggles that they're having. I still teach them reading, obviously, but it's much more exciting to me when I teach them how to feel good about themselves and be proud of themselves for working hard and teaching growth mindsets and that sort of thing. So I think that's my favorite, when a kid really gets that and I see them apply it or tell it to someone else. That's my favorite part of teaching.
I love that application piece, and then that student sharing it to someone else, and mindful growth mindset, and all the terms that you say are hitting me in the sweet spot of education right now. And you're getting some cheers from everyone, including myself, for those statements. Okay, so Amy, this is one of my favorite questions of the interview. What has been a low moment or struggle in your teaching career? How did you overcome it? And what advice and strength and hope would you give to another teacher about that?
Well, this was another one that was hard because I've been teaching for 15 years, so I've had lots of struggles. My first job was very challenging, and I was very young, and we didn't have, it was an interesting situation where administration wasn't in the building, so I had a lot of situations to deal with that I really wasn't equipped to deal with just because I was young. But I really think, and then at the juvenile detention job, my husband and I got married. We're about to have our 10th anniversary. And when we got back from our honeymoon, 11 teachers in the school had been laid off, including me. I mean, literally, we got home from our honeymoon and I found out I had lost my job.
Oh my gosh.
And that was probably the lowest moment. But what I learned from that is I really do believe that things happen for a reason. And I tried to tell myself then, but it's hard to believe that when you're in the moment, and that's okay. But that pushed me to go back to school and get my master's in special ed and go back into special education. And that's truly where I'm supposed to be. I'm so grateful for the experience there, because I think everyone should be able to experience something like that and just really live life with kids who are in difficult situations to that level, because they weren't bad kids. They weren't any different than the kids I teach now. They just had bad situations squared and quadrupled. But yeah, I think just knowing that I had to keep going, that would have been a perfect time to go into something other than teaching. But I knew that my heart was in special education, and just getting back into it after that and just knowing I had to persist.
Yeah. So it sounds like you would really tell other educators to just take opportunities where you feel like you're kicked around a little bit or surprised in education, and then pursue what your passion is and keep at it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really do believe that things work out the way they're supposed to if we take the lesson that's there and use it for good. Because I could have easily just been like, okay, I'm not supposed to be a teacher. I'm just gonna do something else. I mean, I don't know what, I didn't really think that. So, but I'm sure I could have just given up, because it was very frustrating. I had started my national boards. I had just gotten accepted to NCAT, which is a really great place in North Carolina to go and work on your national boards for a week. It's this really great experience. And I had just gotten married, and it was very frustrating. And it's really hard. I live in a very artsy area, and you can't get art teaching jobs just very easily. You know, there's a definite waiting list for art teaching jobs.
Definitely.
So it just worked out the way it was supposed to be. Things. Can you hear my dog?
I can, but I love it because I'm a dog person.
Yeah, she's a little ridiculous. Just a second, Addie. So I really feel like everything just moved in the direction that it was supposed to with that. And I think I did what I needed to do to fight for my position. And I realized that it was something I needed to just let go of. And everything opened up with new opportunities just the way they were supposed to. So
I love that. I really had a goosebump moment when you talked about learn from the lesson and then apply it for good. And that a lot of your story really resonates with me when you're talking, because I was laid off several times and they were huge shockers to my system. And a lot of time I wanted to take those experiences and just be like, I'm done. Like, peace out. I am over this. And I think what you're saying about in education, you have a passion, you have a talent, you have a drive, and if you can just hold on for that second longer for the miracle to see where you fit into the puzzle of education, it would be so worth it. And I'm glad that you speak to that, because I think a lot of teachers right now need that kernel of hope. So Amy, what's working great for you in your classroom right now?
Right now what I'm super excited about is whole brain teaching. I have always taught kids who struggle significantly with attention in all of the jobs that I've ever had. And a lot of my kids have a really hard time putting words together correctly, even to just have a conversation in full sentences. And you don't even notice it, because as special education teachers, we like make up for things. We're used to helping and adapting and filling in the gap. But when I try to get them to tell me a story, they can't even necessarily put all the words in the right order without some support. So I tried whole brain teaching probably 3 years ago. I started looking into it, and I did a couple things by myself and shared some things with people, and then it kind of fell off. And then I kind of started it again and kind of fell off. And then my student teacher last year had a training day outside of our school, and she came back and she's like, I'm going to try this. And I said, go for it. I've had four student teachers, and I always like let them just go for it. So she really got into it, and it really worked with my kids. And then I think that Periscope came just at the right time for me, because it's so easy to think you want to try something and then no one around you is doing it and you kind of fall off the wagon. But with all these people around to reach out to and connect with, it has gone so well. And what's super exciting to me is that my classroom doesn't have doors, and a lot of our school doesn't. I can hear people all around me doing it too. And people are coming and asking me for things. And our speech teacher comes to me every day. We're pretty good friends, but she started using the whole brain writing, and it's so great for her kids. And we work together a lot. So it's so exciting to me to see an idea take off and really help kids. So that's good.
All right. So Amy, if you could give teachers a quick pep talk today, right now, as they're driving in their car, as they're listening on a walk, as they're watching this, what would you say to teachers to give them a pep talk?
I think that if you have it in your heart to be a teacher, then you will find a way to be a teacher, and it will never leave you. Like, you could try to leave the profession and you would find yourself teaching on YouTube or teaching on your website or teaching, I don't know. I think teaching doesn't leave you. Like, if you're a teacher, you're going to be teaching. So if you find yourself in a place that's not right for you, don't be discouraged. You're always going to find the right spot for you if you just find the lesson in the hardships. And if you find yourself in a school building that you love, where a lot of negative people are around you, just keep spreading your positivity. Don't be pushy with it. Just Keep it within yourself, shield yourself from negative energy, and put out your positivity, and it will start to come. People around you will start to pick up on it eventually. Don't expect miracles, but they might happen anyway.
I like that. I like that way to think of it. And I love that you said that. I feel that a lot of teachers sometimes feel trapped, that they went into teaching, they have their credential, and there comes a point in their career where they're being called, they're being pushed, there's something calling them to do something different or more. And I think sometimes that teachers are scared by it, or there's a stigma attached to it, and they're fearful. And I love how you're giving teachers the liberation in your words, Amy, that even if you step outside of the classroom, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, I'm still involved in classrooms and I am in there, so I'm keeping in the loop and relevant and in the teaching realm. But I really felt like it was my time to take a bird's eye view and really advocate for teachers right now. And I think that there's so many different careers and avenues that teachers can go in, both in and out of the classroom, to fulfill their inner yearning to do something with their talent. So thank you for that. That's very empowering.
And for me, it was, you know, I got my master's degree and then I did my national board certification. And then I was like, well, I don't want to be an administrator. What can I do next? Because I love learning and I love getting better. And the traditional thing is just to step up the ladder that way in education. And that is not for me. If I'm going to be in the school system, I'm going to be with children, the same kids every day. I don't like the idea of just even consulting and just flying in and out of different classrooms. That doesn't work for me. And I forgot this last piece of advice that's really important is read good books. I have been that person that's felt trapped, and I have been that negative teacher. I didn't start 15 years ago with, you know, this positive attitude. That has definitely been cultivated. And you can pull yourself out of that if you're feeling stuck. Just fill your head with good things and surround yourself with good people. Reach out to people on social media. But you can find your positive tribe, even if they're not right down the hall from you at school.
What a great place to end this broadcast with Amy. You have been such a joy to interview. Thank you to everyone for listening to the show. Remember, please, 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 teachers, your wellness and your happiness as an educator is so important to both Amy and myself, clearly with what Amy shared in the interview. You deserve to teach happy, live happy, be happy. Make sure to visit SheilaJaneTeaching.com. I do have a newsletter that I send out throughout the month with tips, what's going on in the Sheila Jane teaching world, happy strategies and techniques. So don't miss for signing up for that newsletter. And we will see you in our next show.